Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Every day we find that we have the opportunity to lead and learn from our surroundings. Many times we find ourselves around people that can drain us, and as a result, we have to work a little harder in order to run into the storm. Leadership is not easy because it takes energy, and when there are people in our lives who wrap anchors around our ankles, it can be difficult to move, and many times we're just trapped as a result of an inability for us to maintain the energy it takes for us to charge into the storm. Now, two reminders. A leader is anyone who has influence over another person, and a buffalo leader is someone who optimistically charges into the oncoming storm so that they can immediately address whatever problem they are facing. So this week, when I was working alongside 200 teachers, I found myself in a unique situation when I was asked a question that no one had ever asked me before. And this was it. How do you stay optimistic when people are around you trying to bring you down? You see, I describe myself in front of others as an obnoxious optimist, and I really focus on my mindset. As a coach in soccer and life, I live by the 0-0 rule. This is the idea that regardless of the score, you're always playing as if it's 0-0. This way, if you are winning, you're not comfortable, and if you're losing, you're still operating with the mindset that you can win. I've had many trying cards dealt to me in life, and I truly believe my bad days are behind me because I've learned that it will all work out in the end, especially if you work towards working it out. If you succumb to others and their low expectations, you will fail because you will allow yourself to fail. So my answer to her was simple. I began to list off all the people in my life that I call when I find myself on the verge of slipping. My other optimist buffalo friends, my closest friends, my colleagues, and then my wife. I know that now I even turn to my high school age children and share with them dilemmas or negative situations so that they can learn from them. And I love when I hear them say things like, "Well, Dad, you would tell us that we should." And then they give me some of my own wisdom right back at me. So I had a 4-hour ride home from that in-service that I was speaking at, and then this song came on. Now, I want you to know that I'm a lover of all music and all genres, but country music has really started to grow on me, and it's something that I've really liked because as I've gotten older, I love the storytelling. But this song really got me thinking about where in my formation I learned about optimism. Now, this song is called Half Empty by Old Dominion, and it's actually a drinking pickup song, but it really got me thinking.
Are you here to chill? Are you here to party? Are you just here trying to get over somebody? Is it a high or is it a low? Maybe I just gotta know. Is your glass half full or is it half empty? Are you only having one or one too many? Are you drinking alone or having one more? Half full or is it half empty?
Okay, now I recognize again that it's a drinking song, but hey, I don't choose where I get my inspiration. And unfortunately, it came on with about 3 hours left to my drive. So by the time I got home, I wasn't going to have a drink either way. But the song really got me thinking about the roots of my optimism, and they come from my two grandmothers. I've spoken about them before, but I want to dive into a saying my grandmother Knightsky had that has been pivotal in my thinking and growth as a leader and an adult, and it helps answer the question that I was asked. Helen Knightsky was a pillar in our lives. She was just about 5 feet tall, loved the Brewers, the Milwaukee Brewers, drank beer, smoked unfiltered cigarettes, bowled, watched wrestling, had a jar of lemon drops in her kitchen for anyone at any time, hosted the greatest sleepovers in human history, wrestled with my brothers and my cousins, and she made the best French toast on the planet. But well before she was our grandmother, she had lived a life filled with tests. She lost her parents when she was very young, was raised by her brother during the Great Depression, and like many people of the greatest generation, she had to earn everything she had. She raised 3 kids and had a wicked sense of humor. She was someone, however, who always gave more than she had and was always there to listen to us. As boys, we went to her house almost every weekend in summer to cut her grass, do small chores, and listen as her and my dad tried to figure out all the local gossip and usually ended up learning something as well as having a great grilled cheese lunch. As soon as I got my driver's license, my brothers and I would go there when we had nothing to do and just talk to her. She listened well. But as we described our lives, she would drop these little wisdom bombs on us. And the one that I believe drives my optimism and I share with people all of the time is this. She would say, "Boys, we are living on borrowed time and we need to make the most of every moment." It is the single most pessimistic and optimistic saying ever. Basically, we could die at any moment, so let's live it up. Knowing a little bit about my grandmother's past, you could understand why she thought this way. But it goes back to why we need to be buffaloes. Life is too short to sit around and have others bring you down. Enter every opportunity with zeal and don't run from, but to, your opportunities. It comes from recognizing that we're going to be okay and that no one is in control of our choices but us. So when I was a kid and I first heard her say, "We're living on borrowed time and we should make the most of it," I honestly thought, "Holy cow, that's some dark stuff." But over time, I realized that it was simple and elegant. Make the most of what you have and move. So how do we get people who are trapped in the life is a burden mindset and woe is me to look differently at their situation? How do we turn the company of misery into an opportunity for others to have the courage to challenge the negative Nellies of our lives? Yep, you guessed it. Process. Narratives need to be exposed in the minds of others, and in a world where so few people identify as engaged in their work and life, we have to do everything we can to eliminate the burdens that they have at work that make it difficult for them to move forward and be leaders. One of the largest is the relationships and the dynamics of the people we are surrounded by in every element of life, whether that be a classroom or a boardroom. So, here is the process. It's an exercise in establishing or reestablishing norms. The activity is called Balloons and Anchors. I designed this to support teams at any level and in any area of school or work. Before I begin, here are a couple of fun facts. A balloon filled with helium has 1 gram of lift. There are 453.5 grams in a pound. So in order to lift 25 pounds, you need 11,339 helium balloons. What? But it only takes a bag worth 5 pounds of balloons to create enough lift to get 25 pounds to come off the ground. Balloons are super light and have great lift when filled, and that is what we need to do in our worlds. We need to fill others' lives with lift. Anchors are dense and heavy, and they take a lot of energy. So here is the process. Ask your team or the people you're serving to draw a line down the center of a sheet of paper. On the left-hand side of the paper, have them identify what behaviors create lift in your organization and in their life. What helps people get the energy they need to get the work done? Now, give them ample time to think about this because, frankly, it's a lot easier to write out what we don't like than what we do like. Then, when they are done, ask them to share out in small groups. What creates lift? Listen as the teams all begin to recognize and have reinforced what it is that they like about their world. After about 5 minutes, then ask them to write down the behaviors that are the anchors in their lives and in the organization on the right-hand side of the paper. Watch as their paper begins to smoke with the friction created by the writing utensil and their list grows on and on and on because it is simple to identify what we don't like. Same process as before. Now, in small groups, discuss what are the anchoring behaviors in our organization. Sadly, in my experience, as people are discussing this, they'll ask for more time. Because it is so easy to be negative. After everyone is done with their lists, you facilitate a conversation. You have everyone stand up and come to a board. So if it takes a lot of balloons to lift an anchor, let's identify what behaviors we need to exhibit when we are in an anchoring situation. I mean, come on here, people. We are living on borrowed time and we need to make the most of it. Borrowed time is the anchoring mindset and making the most of it is the balloon mindset. Got it? So on that whiteboard, draw a line down the middle. Put a balloon on the left-hand side and draw an anchor on the right-hand side. Now, this is important. Start by asking the group, the entire group, to give you one anchoring behavior. Yep, start with the negative. People will say things like, "Well, I don't like negativity." Perfect, write that down. Then with enthusiasm, jump to the other side of the board. And then ask people, "All right, gang, looking at your lists, what are the balloon behaviors that we can employ to counter people who are negative?" Then people start to give you lists of behavior to counter negativity. Communication, sharing the big picture, holding people accountable, describing to us what success looks like, calling out the people in bad mindsets, etc. The amazing thing that will begin to become very visible to you and everyone else is that everybody else knows exactly what to do, and everyone else hears them say what should be done. You work hard as a facilitator to reinforce the balloons, and you hammer down those anchor behaviors. In the process, you need to find at least 5 balloon behaviors for every anchor. They will give you the formula for their own engagement, but you have to ask and you have to produce. The final challenge is to put it all back on them by simply stating, "Okay, guys, you've shown me what you need to do. Now let's hold each other accountable." Finally, take the balloons and anchors that you've listed on the board and make it into a simple document that gets displayed at every meeting or in the classroom so that it is visible. Train those you work with to hold you and others accountable to the behaviors and provide lift for each other. My grandma was right about a lot of things in her life, but her idea that we are living on borrowed time and we need to make the most of it, oh man, it's so true. Why would we give any time to people who put anchors around us? Why wouldn't we want to be around people who have the courage to just do what is right? Why would we want to take these precious few years we have to serve others and waste it listening to others talk about how they can't do something? So this week, use a process to build courage and regulate the organizational behaviors and expectations. Take time to support those you serve with a process that allows them to make the most of every moment. After all, if we're living on borrowed time, we certainly shouldn't waste it. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe a process you can employ to increase engagement. List your anchors and identify the behaviors you need to live by to create lift for yourself. And this one, take some time on. Reflect for a little while about who in your life taught you to be optimistic. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please rate and share this podcast. Also, thank you to the Wild Pennies for the great music. If you have not already done so, please remember to find us on Facebook and Twitter. This past week, we launched TH3, which gives you a midweek boost, and I share something that you should be reading, something you should be listening to, and something you should be watching. Last week's theme was coaching. Finally, this episode was sparked by a great question. How do you stay so optimistic? I've discussed this a few times, but I'm grateful for that question because it allowed me to recognize something in my life. The lessons we take from those around us and how that always allows the people we've been around to reach a level of immortality. A leader is anyone who has influence over another person, and Grandma Nitzke had great influence on my life and development, and anyone who's heard me speak knows how powerful of an influence she was. Here I am today, some 35 years after hearing this, and living the lessons in everything I do. Now, the point here, be Buffalo every day for everyone. There is no way that my little grandma knew that for the rest of my life I'd share the lessons of her passing comment, that every day when anchors were being wrapped around me that I'd learn to shake them off and charge into a storm. Always be on the lookout for the anchors that can shift your mindset, because you, your words, and your actions matter. When people tell you that their glass is half empty, walk into the kitchen, get a smaller glass, and pour the contents into it and say, not anymore, looks full to me. You make a difference every moment of every day, and you, and only you, get to determine if you're going to walk away from the oncoming storm or if you're going to create the conditions so that you are not alone as you lead others into that storm.
Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you